the unmatched leader returns home. The 12th of Bahman, corresponding with February 1st, is the first day of festivities of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. In 1979, on this day, Imam Khomeini returned home after 15 years of exile, following the escape of Mohammad Reza Shah from Iran on January 16, 1979, Shapur Bakhtiar, the last premier of Shah's regime, intended to close airports to prevent the beloved leader's return. The ousted Shah, within 3 months before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, appointed 3 prime ministers to deviate the people and preserve his throne by hook or by crook. But these measures failed to hinder the turbulent wave of the nation against the despotic regime, as the days of the regime were numbered and the people were resolute to topple the dictatorial rule. After the consecutive failures of the cabinets of Jafar Sharif Emami and Ghulam Reza Azhari to suppress the nationwide revolution, Shapur Bakhtiar became premier with 3 objectives in mind: ending the strikes, establishment of public order and calm, and rapprochement with Imam Khomeini. But he failed to fulfill his promises, and had there not been the assistance of the American General Robert Heuser, Bakhtiar would not have been able to even pay the salaries of the military. The most important event during Bakhtiar's tenure was his closing of airports to prevent Imam Khomeini's coming home. But the million-strong demonstrations of people in Tehran and other cities forced him to eat the humble pie and open the airports. Imam Khomeini was courted an unprecedented welcome with millions of Iranians from all over the country and delivered a historical speech at Behesht-e-Zahra Cemetery in southern Tehran. In that speech, the Imam castigated the illegal government of Bakhtiar and announced an outline of his future decisions. The Council of Revolution was set up and the stages of changing the political system of the country were underway. This bewildered Bakhtiar and his handful of supporters in the army. They even thought of massacring the people and launching a bloodbath in Tehran. However, Imam Khomeini's divine acumen and insight thwarted all their schemes. The Imam, in his speeches, called on the soldiers and other military personnel to separate their ranks from a few mercenary generals who would just think of serving their masters in the U.S. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the Islamic Revolution is not known anywhere in the world without the name of Imam Khomeini. The fact of the matter is that the more one recognizes the Islamic Revolution, the more he becomes familiar with Imam Khomeini and vice versa. There is no shred of doubt that this unique phenomenon wouldn't have gained victory had there not been the insight, resistance, sacrifice, acumen, and, in one word, leadership of Imam Khomeini. Few thinkers would imagine that he could guide an unmatched movement in the contemporary era that would both alter the cultural, economic, social, and political aspects of Iran and impact the global equations and people. Basically, in all revolutions and movements, there are 3 factors of ideology, people, and the leader which make the triangle of victory. Imam Khomeini was unique and exceptional in every aspect. His lofty endeavor, great goal, faith in God, inexhaustibility, firm resolve, perseverance, sincere servitude of God, eloquence, spiritual purity, foresightedness, wisdom and charisma made him a peerless personality who ruled not the bodies of people but their hearts. Ayatollah Khamenei describes Imam Khomeini as follows. Our dear great leader and grand imam was a brilliant figure in the world, and really we didn't have like him neither in this era nor in the past eras. And among the famous figures of the world, except the prophets and saints, we don't know a personality with such a magnanimity, positive traits, to be so multidimensional and multi-sided. In my opinion, the most important and most determining element of his success was his sincerity, attention to, and bond with God. Another aspect of Imam Khomeini was his thought on struggle and victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini's thought was monotheistic, justice-seeking and Islamic. His ideal was religious in nature. He was the reviver of Islamic values and the trampled identity of the Iranian nation. The Imam presented Islam along Iranian identity. He combined religion with politics. He introduced Islamic Republic without reliance on the West and the East. The father of the Islamic Revolution supported the downtrodden and the oppressed against the oppressors and powers which he rightfully called as devourers of the world. The Imam's political acumen was originated in deep cognizance of God and Islam. Social justice, exercising ethical and educational methods in administration of the country were the most important points that Imam Khomeini was very keen to observe. Rightfulness and logicality of political stances, resolve, foresightedness, and prudence indicated his rational leadership. These and such like elements caused the Islamic Revolution to stand firm for four decades to the chagrin of the US and its allies. Many analysts and thinkers in the West didn't like the emergence of the Islamic Revolution, yet they admit that the great personality of Imam Khomeini had the deepest impact on the victory of this revolution. The enemies of the Islamic Revolution left no stone unturned to defeat it. Each of the plots that they hatched against this nascent revolution would finish off any other movement and phenomenon. But the Iranian nation, which has been inspired and taught by Imam Khomeini, has weathered all the plots thanks to their faith in God and unity in the way of God. The Islamic Republic has turned from strength to strength and become the role model for every freedom-seeking and justice-seeking nation in the world. This is the nightmare of the bullying powers which Imam Khomeini, because of his deep knowledge of Quran, called them as the front of arrogance, whose prime symbol is the regime of the United States of America.